2 weeks, and we are joined by a classic, an Edu Breakfast with Hof Trough classic. We've got old mate Ben Pasco from the band Retro Valley coming through to talk about their new track, Serotonin. Good morning, Ben. How are you doing?
Fabulously. How are you doing, Zach?
I'm doing fantastic. You could say fabulous about me as well, I guess. Are you coming to us from Auckland, from the Big Smoke?
No, the smaller smoke, Hamilton today, but
The embers.
the hot stones underneath, I guess.
No offense to Hamilton, I've not been, but I've only heard bad things.
It's supposed to get better in the future. Apparently, it's the city of the future, right?
Oh, really?
When we get there, I think that's when we'll probably turn up.
I'm originally from Invercargill. I recently spent a great deal of time with my older brother who lives in Melbourne. And Invercargill's old city motto was the city of water and light. And I have no idea why it was called that, because it's neither of those things.
Well, is Invercargill is quite close to the coast, right? Or is it nowhere near the coast?
It's pretty close to the coast, but it's not coastal. It only has one river going through it. Otherwise, I can't think of a lot of watery things about it, really. Or light things about it, really. Cool. Are you just visiting Hamilton?
No. I'm posted up in Hamilton for the most part, but we spend quite a lot of time in Auckland, just as it's like a real short drive. Oh. It's the big city, you know, so it's like if you need anything, most of the time it's there.
classic, totally,
yeah,
totally.
Classic.
Do you remember the last time you came on the program?
Yes.
Yeah.
Gosh, it was last year.
It was. I think one of my first interviews as the host of The Breakfast Show.
Yes,
and we were talking about
right.
We're talking about Shrek.
Yes. Yeah,
and then
right.
I meant to thank you at the end of that interview by saying thanks for coming on the show, and instead I said thanks for coming on to me.
Yes, that's right. I personally think that was the best kind of first impression I got of you there.
Thank you very much. It was fantastic. You played with that so well. It was great. It was brilliant. It was such a fun interview. And I want to talk about the new track Serotonin, which just came out. Hearing the vocalist, which is that you? Are you the vocalist?
That's me.
That's
yeah,
you.
That's the word.
Okay. Firstly, on the on the last third, you really go for a huge thing, and it really pays off. But also, hearing you say serotonin over and over and over reminded me of those videos of those like spin class leaders reading out inappropriate names in their classes. Have you seen those videos?
No.
You haven't seen those videos?
No.
Oh my god.
Example.
They're really funny. It's like those Peloton like exercise bike classes, and there's like a leaderboard of people who are doing really good, and the trainers will be like, great work, Jessica, or whatever. But in
and
these compilations,
got like a mic on them, right? On their like mouths.
They do. And in these videos, they'll read off names like Dildo or Hugh Janus or like one of my favorites is Eaton Beaver. It's so dumb. But you saying serotonin over and over and over reminded me of that, because you could break down serotonin into Sera, first name, last name, tonin.
Got you into that aerobics mood.
is the song kind of a double act where, I mean, the lyrics talk about kind of not having enough, missing serotonin. But is that a double act because you're also missing a certain someone?
It's kind of about how, like, it's such a sought-after thing in everyone's lives in everyone's day and age, but just how it is such a fleeting thing, and how it is just, we're so few and far between all these extremely happy moments in life, but they're always the things that we seem to be striving for. But yeah, I guess it's just talking about how it's so important in our lives, but it's just also barely there, like as much as we realize, you know. No, it's not there as much as we realize it.
True. And also with the way media works now, our serotonin or whatever receptors are just getting fried constantly, so it's even harder to to resist the urge to get it, which is horrible.
Exactly. Sometimes you're getting it when you're not even looking for it.
Yeah, and that's kind of the best times you're getting it, as far as I'm concerned. Do you think that you have maybe too much or too little serotonin?
Oh man, today I have a lot of serotonin. I've almost got the shakes.
Oh.
Yeah, no, but it's just because we've got, like, oh, I'm just pumped for this song. I've been so excited for the song to come out. And I know that, like, a lot of people are going to really like this one. And yeah, just really excited for everyone to hear it, I guess.
Nice. I'm excited for everyone to hear it as well. I'm glad to hear that you're shaking with serotonin overdose. That's so beautiful to hear. Yeah. I just came back
nearly 11 in the morning too.
yeah, totally. I just came back from Australia, so I'm kind of in between things right now. Kind of in the middle ground, you know, just refamiliarizing myself with Needham. But yeah,
you're getting grounded again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think that's what the song does as to a T. It reminds us, as you mentioned before, that we need to just chill out sometimes. Now, did you guys play in the US of A recently, or is that something that's to come?
No, but we're definitely kind of looking at branching out internationally. I know that. You know, there's a lot of opportunity over there, but I think we're probably going to try and break out to the old Australia first in the next coming, like, year or so, and then we'll probably start thinking about somewhere like the US.
Right, because I saw that you played, you were supporting Varna?
Yeah.
Was that in New Zealand?
Well, yeah, that was in New Zealand.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so they're from, Bad Flower are from LA, and they came over and they had Varna come on support as well, and that was just for Wellington and Auckland, but yeah, that was so crazy, man. So it's such a privilege, to be playing with such big, awesome artists.
I feel like when you do get picked to open for an international act, it makes you kind of I don't know, neurotic woes about whether or not you're making the right stuff kind of disappear a little bit, because these are people who have, you know, spent more time in the industry, come from a way bigger country, you know.
Yeah, so true.
Yeah.
The Wild West.
This is the fourth single from you guys in about a calendar year, and I was going to say, when's the album coming out? And I saw that you've just kind of teased the album on the old Instagram. What are the details?
Yes.
Is it coming out in the third financial quarter, in the second half of the year? What's the go, man?
So we are planning on putting out one more single after this one, and we're still kind of deciding which one we want that one to be, as it is out of three other songs. So we'll be, as soon as we pick whichever one that is, then a couple months time we'll follow, we'll drop a 5-song EP album, and it'll probably come around NZ Music Month in May, maybe. But don't hold me to that.
Okay.
But that's what the goal is.
So the EP will be, so is it 4 singles that have previously come out, or how much new stuff is going to be on there?
So there'll be, so after the next single there'll be 3, and then it'll be 2 extra ones when it drops kind of fully.
Nice. What is your methodology for picking singles? Is it quite a band led effort, or is it like Ben's the guy?
Well, I can't really make those decisions for myself. It's too hard. But like you never really know how songs are going to be received, you know. So it's like, it's really tricky picking which one to put out into the universe. But our producer kind of helps, like, give good outsider insights on to, like, which ones we should kind of go with, just because we always end up bickering too much about which one's the best, especially if there's a choice. Oh my gosh.
I like the term you used, outsider insights. That's very fun to say.
Yeah.
Alrighty, so it's kind of a, so it's kind of just a see what happens kind of a moot kind of maybe election type thing. I feel that. That's
Whichever one in the studio kind of announces itself to be the next one, I guess, as well, would probably be the best way to put it.
Very fair. What else is on for 2025? Are you going to be doing a lot more shows than last year?
Yeah, so we're hoping to do a little bit of a tour post album release, which should be sweet.
I mean, coming down south?
Yeah, so we haven't been down south yet, so we want to try and crack it down in the South Island. I want to come down to Christchurch. I want to go to Queenstown, and I know there's a lot of good spots in Dunedin as well. Mm-hmm. But there's just so much to do down south, and we just haven't made it over there yet. So I think we need to make a point to get down there for this tour, which would be good. And yeah, other than that, we actually haven't got anything set in stone, but we've got itchy feet, so we're going to be trying to create some stuff this year. Maybe we'll even try and do small wacky shows like the cinema shows we did last year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, who knows, but at the moment just a tour plan at the moment.
Cool. That's yeah. Good news. It seems like you're somewhat organized, and it'd be awesome to have you come down south. It'd be fantastic.
Yeah,
I want to thank you for your time and coming on the show today. It was great chatting with you again, and looking forward to the full project release.
No, thanks for having me, Zach. Appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you for coming on to me once more. Take care. We'll leave it there. Yeah. All right, folks. That was Ben Pasco from the band Retro Valley. We're talking about their new song, Serotonin, which is going to play for you right now. After that, we have an interview with Tom Geigenschrei. Stay tuned for that. Here's Retro Valley. Keep it real, look, bye.
Sound. You know I need the time to slowly figure out.
That was a Radio 191 event podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.